Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ta'ala la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. This is Martha Naila Abdullah, and it gives me great pleasure to be here. For the next few moments, we're going to be here to discuss the CWSC National Town Hall Straight to the Point 50-Year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative. And we can just say 50-Year Strategic Planning Initiative. And it is about the human being, being true human and as a family. So let's get started. As we seek refuge with Almighty God from the Shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we openly declare that Allah is the one God. There are no partners with Allah. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and a messenger of Almighty God, Allah. For those who are online with us, if you want to do Google Meet with us as well, please, by all means, in your email, you should have received a reminder, and it said join by Google Meet. You can go to your email and you can join us. Priscilla Al Ukda of California. What part of California, Priscilla?
Los Angeles.
Yes, Los Angeles, California is on Google along with me. as well as I'm on AM 360. So we're going to get this done, God willing. And let's put this into a quarterly kind of discussion, quarterly. For the first 15 minutes, we're going to discuss a very important question that I have for everyone, and that question is, how do you now, as you think about 50 years, how do you feel that you're able to contribute to a 50-year strategic planning? How do you feel? I say, how do you feel? And at the same time, share what you see as your contribution. All right? All right. So as you think about it, and perhaps if you're ready, you can press 1 on your phone if you're on AM 360, and Priscilla can, I believe you can hear her from the computer as I share that set of the sound system with her, all right? So press 1. The question is, how do you feel about the 50-year, your contribution, let's just say it that way, your contribution to the 50-year strategic planning initiative? As for the next 15 minutes, we will discuss that. For anyone coming on, you don't have to be detailed, but as we go along, the details will be coming from you, and we will do it more in a written way because as we progress, we will begin to see the impact of our thoughts and of our actions and where we are and how those your contribution can be shared with others who are mutually working along in this project and this on this process. I won't say project, it's a process. First, we understand and acknowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified, is the one God. However we see God, how we think of God, we've already declared that part and the faith and the trust that it takes for us. So we want to hear now specifically somewhat, not too many details, as I stated, but your contribution to the 50-year Human and Family Strategic Planning Initiative. That would begin. You can give, like I will say for myself, for an example, I will say studying the landscape, all right? So as I say studying the landscape, it's not giving away what I'm studying about the landscape, how I'm going to study it, but studying the landscape. All right? That would be one of my contributions, the landscape. And I will go as far as saying the landscape globally and the landscape locally. I'm in the United States, so I'm referring to the United States. Okay, let me look at AM 360 here. Priscilla, let me know if you're ready to share. You are ready. Okay, go right ahead.
All righty. So hopefully for the questions correctly, but what I think about how I can contribute to the 50-year Human Family Planning Initiative, one is, first of all, I'm ever so thankful to be able to participate in a 50-year planning process. And how I would contribute is by sharing the purpose and the purpose often as you can, and to contribute whatever my skills may be to the process of making it happen. Planning, human family planning is vital, and it's something that's done. Other communities and organizations do this, and so it's not out of ordinary for us to attempt to get this done, and it can get done. 50 years isn't a long First, it's a village, and then it's a global situation, and how can I make it better? By being a positive contributor and by open to the possibility. And I'll say this because I'm long-winded, and I will say this before I get off, is that when we do Barbados, the question that was part of him and family planning 50 years to two individuals, that's Barbadian, that's folks that we met on the cruise, that's folks that we actually met and spoke Barbados. The question was, is what does human mean do? And it sounds like a really weird question, but it was amazing what the response was and the eagerness to share with us what those individuals felt. So I think this set of questions are great questions. You know, how are contributors and what do you see it being? I see it being a wonderful contribution to the community. Thank you.
So noted. And we have a hand up, 334. One moment. Lost my screen here. Okay, 334-419. Michael Hameen, assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Alaikum assalam. Thank you. I appreciate this forum. What comes to my mind is the recognition of the tools or assets that we have individually and collectively, and to consciously reflect on ourselves and the utility of those assets and the disciplining of those challenges that we have. One in particular, you know, our sensitivities obstructing or making it difficult for us to do the kind of individual reflection as well as reflection as a group. You know, whether it be group association with the Muhammad or group association with Muslims or group association with believing men and women of other faith practices, but who are what you might call like-minded, you know, who are similar in their particular focuses in terms of how they view life, how they view cooperation, how they view those kinds of things. And, you have to, I was talking with someone and they were talking about how when you're dealing with trauma, you have to have a safe place. You have to have a safe space. This is what, in fact, they gave the example of the Jewish people coming out of Europe, you know, with the trauma of the Holocaust and before the Holocaust, what they call the pogroms, where they were segregated into ghettos and treated badly as a group of people. The intellectual group,
the intelligentsia?
Yes, the intelligentsia of the Jewish people identified that there were issues in terms of them health in a healthy way establishing themselves wherever they were and getting the most out of what God had given them in terms of insight into the human condition, insight into community establishment and the like, they had to create for themselves a safe space for healing and internalizing knowledge. And lastly, I'm seeing that we're slowly seeing the connection between our individual little T trauma, and for some, the big T trauma, and that on a larger scale in terms of the group soul being affected by the different issues that we have experienced in trying to establish ourselves in America that are still ongoing in many cases. The structural components of us not being able to stabilize ourselves because of what they call minor assaults on our spirit. And the, you know, Imam Muhammad was sharing with us that the soul goes beyond the confines of our individual bodies. The soul is an entity that goes past, and this is how sometimes we're able to connect with one another. Oh, I was just thinking about you. Yeah, because your soul was connected with my soul. And I'll stop there.
Alhamdulillah, soul connection. So you're sharing, alhamdulillah. Thank you. Thank you, Priscilla.
Thank you.
And alhamdulillah, you're more than welcome. Now you can mute your mic and I'll keep it open on my end, all right? That's to you, Michael. Anyone else want to share? Thank you. Anyone else want to share? The question is, how do you see 50-year plan, strategic planning initiatives and your contribution? So for those who are still thinking about it, we're now at the 15-minute segment. Please, we're going to have, okay, we have 810-399, Depreza Abdul Hadi from Flint, Michigan. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam to you, my dear Martha Nyla and my Priscilla and Imam Hameen, Michael Hameen. This is Depreza, yeah, of course, Abdul Hadi from Flint, Michigan. And, you know, I said, well, today, you know, usually I'm just listening. I'm in listening mode, you know, and it's not that sometimes we don't even say anything, but we're there and we know we're there. But sometimes, you know what the old folks used to say, sometimes it's a time to listen and it's a time to speak. And so I come to learn that, especially being a host of a program, you know, Allah brought that to the understanding, to my attention. But you ask a very, very important question. I know you already know this is important, but I mean very vital, because this is, I hadn't thought about it for the 50-year planning initiative, but I thought about it in terms of, I know what we need to do for this society that we live in. I'm just looking at all of the problems that we're having in the society that we're living, not only from like a law enforcement point of view, but also from the point of view in terms of our thinking and understanding as human beings, individuals participating in the society in which we live in. If you see something that is a problem or an issue, then you have to think about how or what we need to do as a society to bring, eradicate the bad behavior. And so that's what we have in this society. We have a lot of bad behavior, And it's simply because of our lack of knowledge and information in terms of our Creator. I mean, I know that may seem like it's like, you know, well, how are you just going to say it? Because we got so much other things going. But if we could get the proper understanding and relationship with the creator of humankind, and understand his position of the heavens and the earth and all between that he has created, and the reasons and now all of the ingredients that it's taken for us to get to that human factor that he has created us in. And we have to go all the way back. I love to use the analogy of the gingerbread man. I'm just saying, y'all, gingerbread man. But you remember the gingerbread man, right? And first he was just a lot of different ingredients that had to be put together. And then once they put it together and all the ingredients were there, and then they began molded him into this man. But he was a gingerbread man, but they molded him into this man. But it was molded out of gingerbread, out of, you know, the material to make the gingerbread. So I look at that analogy as for us as human beings, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highly glorified is the alcoholic, the creator. Then I'm like, oh, I'm looking at him like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah, I'm going to get a little bit of that, and a little bit of this, and I'm going to do this. And when he gets through, he got this man. And there's a purpose. And we know one thing for sure, that the purpose was to serve and glorify him and be the vicegerents in this earth. Vicegerents are the ones that are in charge and protecting and making sure that it's actually going according to what the Creator has said for it to go. So until we actually get to that state, and it's going to take a little bit, but we can get there. But that information, that knowledge is going to have to be put into the society so that the ones in the society can recognize, oh, this is a sign from God, and we need to do this so we can clean the society up, like, you know, where we can all feel and see the beginning of the paradise right here where we live. So I'm not going to take up any more time. I could possibly say much more, but that would be my contribution. My contribution would be making sure that in the society that the mind got this information, that got this information of knowing who their creator, remembering the creator and why you were created and what you're supposed to do. Because when we have that, then you're going to have that mindset that is going to do the right thing and the best thing from now on duration, and we will begin to see that change in this society, in remaking this society in which we're living. I thank you so kindly for allowing me that time to get that concept and idea out there. But that would be my contribution.
Alhamdulillah. So far we've heard, and I'm going to go back up. Being a reminder of our purpose, our human purpose to the creator and our relationship to the creator. So making sure that information is shared. Yes. Then the other what is, as Michael Hamid was saying, the problematic of, and let me go back to my pages here. Hold on.
And I'd like to add to your paper, it's something that Sister DePriest's remarks, and I thank Allah for that, that triggered in me, you know, seeing what Imam Muhammad has left us in a more critical way by asking Allah to help us to see. Now we're told that when, in fact, there's a hadith about Prophet Muhammad coming into the masjid. And there was a group that was praying, and there was a group that was studying the Quran, and they were sharing with one another. Okay, you've got that picture. And we're told that where the Quran is brought to mind by a group, two, three or more, where the Quran is brought to remembrance, that there are angels there supporting that activity. And that brought to my mind how, you know, in the latter days of Imam Muhammad's life, he would tell us, when I speak from scripture. Now, it takes prayerful consideration. It takes reflection. It takes wanting to understand what that means. But when we bring the Quran to mind and remember how Imam Muhammad did it, on few occasions did we hear him Quranic verse, surah, and ayah. But the logic that he presented was Quranic logic when he spoke to us various subjects, whatever the subject matter is. And so he's pointing to that the Quran presents to us who are students, it presents to us a logic. And then we can take that logic and see how that logic is supported in Mother Nature, that Mother Nature has instructing signs. You know, the creation has instructing signs. And we can see that because men and women are the crown of the creation. You know, the creation serves us, you know, when we come into that awareness. So here, the created social logic, when we come from the logic of the Quran, and we take that logic into Mother Nature, we can see the instructing signs that are in the heavens, in the earth, what is between them, and in ourselves. And that will help us to be more thoughtful and more expedient in terms of not only establishing our own life, but establishing the life of a healthy community and helping America see the need to do that, that we will model the community life that God wants his servants to have. And he reminds them in the Bible about thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And when you look at what's going on in the heavens, we see a picture language of what God wants us to establish here on earth. Expansion, harmony, and the light when we look out into the heavens. We don't, you know, from time to time you have a shooting star, from time to time you have meteors and what have you, but the overall picture is one of harmony, peace, and expansion. So I'll stop there.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. And for she was saying sharing positive her skills in a positive way, and giving the reference of our communication with those being asked the question, what does being human mean to you? And it sounds so very simple, but it does take you to think about it, and perhaps you've been thinking but never had an avenue to express it in word form. Just living it out. And so the contributions that are being made right now, we're going to be seeing a little more form, shape and form to what the 50-year strategic planning looks like. And it may appear to be abstract in one way, but those abstracts become real or become concrete when we think about the how-to. And much of it we are already doing, but when we put it on paper, then it becomes a blueprint. And the blueprint, we can say we have a blueprint when we think about the religious text. But when we go individually into the religious text, then we come away with perhaps different interpretations, not away from the truth of it all, but just how our perception of it is when we read certain things, certain verses from the Revelation. And then our conduct, how we analyze or assess our own conduct. And that brings us now, that's what will help us to see it more concretely. I believe we are representative of, and just a very few that's on the line, and Priscilla and I are on Google as well, Google Meet. We are representative of the human family, being male and female. We have one male, two males on here. But the point is, we think, we use our thinking, and we have our spirit about us, and we have an intention to be pleasing to our Lord. So when we think about others, we won't be too far away from the overall identification with the human family, is what I'm getting to. So our conduct, and I'm going to ask the next question. Let's go to a public service announcement, but you can think on the next question. Is how close are you, are we? I'll ask it like I'm asking myself. How close am I in my conduct to my faith and what I'm proposing to do? And give you an example of the answer. It's one thing when I read Quran, and someone else may say whatever biblical text you read, when I read Quran, then I have to ask myself, what does this suggest that I can do? Has it really connected me to what I say I believe? And this is all because we're told, and it's becoming more and more evident to me, we're told that do we think, we will be left by saying I believe and not be tested. So the test comes in what I say and then what I do, and do they match? And if I'm comfortable with that, do I, you know, and as you're thinking, I want us to think about the goal setting. You don't have to be specific. Like, I set goals and I reach those goals and I go from one thing to the next. Am I connected to my life? Do I have my life? Do I have my life in a balanced way? Such as, am I living beyond my means? Therefore, I'm creating a problem for me, which then entails multiply that times a million people. That a million people doing that, then we won't reach our goals in the 50 years. Why? Because we have not corrected a misstep in our life. So have I connected my life in a balanced way in order for me to conduct or carry out my proposed or my did we just call what we assess as what it is, my contribution? So is my life balanced, I put it in that way, to where I can carry out my contribution to the 50-year plan? And we'll go to a public service announcement. We'll be right back.
Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journals, A Time to Be Grateful, coming to Newark, New Jersey, December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATTBG features a weekend of events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development, including Culture Night, which showcases Muslim singers, musicians, and spoken word artists, a modest yet ultra-stylish family fashion show luncheon, an awards banquet, business breakfast, marketplace with Muslim vendors, and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. Visit www.masjidalhaq.com or call 862-250-5451. Hope to see you there.
And we're back. And here it is. And this is not intended for, as we are individuals, to, give any kind of personal situation. But we know ourselves whether we're working on having that balanced life. And what that balanced life means, what it is in our life, we know. But and perhaps if you want to answer from the angle of my life as it is right now will not prevent me from contributing, maybe if we put it that way, because I don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable. And please, by all means, just say alhamdulillah when you're ready to share. As I share, there were things that I had to get in place in my life to focus on what is needed, strategies that are needed from the goals that have been set to achieve making an impact. It's not that we don't know totally what we need to achieve in the next 50 years to say that we have made a big, big difference in the lives, improving the lives of those who are in need of improvement. And overall, we spoke about faith, and we know how all over the country, all over the globe, faith is in question for some, for many. We say we believe, but now that we're being tested in another way, for those whose faith or belief is being tested, questioned, then alhamdulillah. And the test may not be as great for many, for others. But definitely in the human population, we are being tested. Some who are homeless, homelessness was not probably at their doorway, at their mental doorway to think that I'm going to be homeless or I am homeless. What do you do? What am I going to do? Did that test cause you to to derail? Become derailed from your relationship with the Creator. If it happens to one, imagine that it happens to a million people. Then we will see the effect of that misbelief, disbelief. So alhamdulillah, please share alhamdulillah if you're ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. Michael Hemming.
Yes. Again, thank you for this forum. Praise be to Allah.
Okay.
I was reflecting on something that was shared with me, that if the brothers and sisters that are Muslim shared their journey in book form or pamphlet form and how they came to al-Islam and to November the 11th, 2023, at this particular point, how they came in and, their stories would be so inspiring. And if we would share some of these stories with our young, like preteen, those that still can get some excitement from and not be critical of old folks sharing their recollection, as other groups. As I understand it, there are other groups and that there had been a movement some years ago, I heard over the air, over the radio that there are some groups that were connecting seniors with young people, you know, younger than teenage, maybe preteen and younger, you know, sharing their stories in a manner designed to remind them where they came from, to connect them with a history, and in this case, a personal history that's being verbalized by those who lived it, that how beneficial that can be. And my history, in a nutshell, coming in 1969 and avoiding, when I came in, any kind of leadership position, you know. The work of my job kept me from even considering that. I was a baker, Sister DePrisa. I was a baker in the Shabazz Bakery, baking gingerbread. That was my specific task, to make gingerbread. You know, that was my job. And I remember losing quite a bit of my paycheck because I burned some stuff up. you know, that was my task, and it kept me out of the Nation of Islam politics during the early 70s, you know, and I avoided, like I said, positions. You know, I would enjoy going out with the brothers into the neighborhoods, and we had a microphone on the car, and the brother who was identified, his job was an investigator. You know, he would look into things that needed to be checked on amongst the believers and those that were, you know, associating with us. I'm going to put it that way. And so he would be calling the people to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's program, and we would be going door to door with the newspapers. And we had young Fruit of Islam out with us, young brothers that were like 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. And we would have them in the middle, and we would be going door to door, sharing copies of the Muhammad Speak. There'd be copies that weren't current that we would leave with the people to share the program of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But in 1979, had my eyes on a young country girl in Noonan, Georgia, and she agreed to marry me. And that's been like 43 years or so ago. I, after having a conversation with Imam Kazim Ahmed, who was in Atlanta, I was living in Atlanta then, I accepted the responsibility to be a resident imam. And the city that we were living in, Noonan, Georgia, the Ministers Association had free half an hour time on the local radio station. So my radio interest, well, not so much my interest, because I had interest before then, and I would call in on Larry King's show and other talk radio programs and learning how that operated. But in around 79, I would have a half an hour opportunity to speak to the radio listening audience. And that continued on, you know, up to this time with the program on AM 360, Not Just Talk. Been going on at least, my recollection is since 2014, but I think we started a little earlier than that. If I remember correctly, Imam Hamid and I this first time I'm mentioning this, Imam and Hamid and I got our training, if I remember correctly, we got our training from Brother Twin Servant Thomas Abdul Salam. And I remember specifically, whatever you do, brother, episode, stay keep your fingers away from ending the episode. That stood out in, with my training, with our training, you know. But anyway, I'll stop there. But if we tell our stories and find ways to, you know, even just the heart sentiment, we have people that are listening mm-hmm. on these programs, and they don't say a word. They in what Sister DePriest would call listening mode, and they don't say a word. But the fact that they're there helps the host, you know. There's a spirit, particularly when you mention, like I said, particularly when you mention in the Quran and what the Quran's purpose is in terms of helping us be better people. And I'll stop there, kind of long-winded.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. All right. So anyone else wanting to share on that part of balance? My balance, my life is balanced to where I can contribute. It will not interfere with my contribution to the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning. Okay. No takers on that. We're at a quarter till five, and you know DePriest Abdulhadi is going to be coming on at 5 p.m. We're not going to hang up. We're going to stay right in the position where we are. And the next question, and I'm getting ready for Salat, everyone as well. So, but I want to ask this question, the last one for today. And that is, our studies, educate, and I'm going to go through the four areas that the Imam identified. Education, economics, governance, and sociocultural, all right? On the education, am I satisfied with my education? That's the next question. Press 1 for those who have not pressed 1. Am I satisfied with my education in order to contribute to the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning? If you're already in the queue, just say Alhamdulillah, and we'll hear you. Priscilla?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that Priscilla? Okay, yes, ma'am. Continue.
DePriest, you tell me to continue.
Oh, DePriest, yes, go right ahead. DePriest, yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. You know, Alhamdulillah, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the education that He has me with. And I do, and I have, I was inspired to even go further in my education. However, and we're working on it, but right now I do have, you know, where I'm at, I believe and feel very confident in what Allah has blessed me with to be qualified and feel comfortable to be able to do what it is that I would want to do in terms of my position and my part in helping to remake the society, this even the world that we're living in. But it does start locally, you know, and then you branch out.
Mm-hmm.
So I, even though I do aspire and am inspired to continue getting a higher education, because I have started on it, but I'm still got some dollars need to be put in place so I can actually complete it. But then it's on the table, and Allah have power
okay.
over all things. But right now I can go from where I'm at, yes, and feel pretty good about where I'm at to be able to suffice me in going out and doing the job that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put before me to do in terms of my part in remaking this world, this assignment really that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us, because that's vicegerent, that's what we do. We make it better in this world where we're at. And as the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad, in the blueprint that he left and for us in the assignment, was to actually remake this world that we're living in. And yes, I think a lot of them, I feel pretty good about it, and I'm pretty confident in it. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Kaini.
Thank you. Alhamdulillah. And we go to Priscilla El Ukta. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, DePrisa.
You're welcome, my love.
Okay, Priscilla, I'm opening your mic. Alhamdulillah.
Your questions are always, the questions are always so deep. But from what I get from your question and example is, I live my life a certain way, and the way I live my life is, I've been a Muslim all my life, so I like to stay the course, and I believe in community first and foremost. I believe in particular the African American trials and tribulations. I believe in that support, but I also believe in diversity and in the humanity. One of the reasons I fell in love with Imam W.D. Muhammad works was his comment about including and not having disagreements and arguments with other people of faith and other religions. You know, we all have one common goal, and we believe in God, no matter what you may call him. And so that right there was just so cool for me, and it solved a whole lot of problems if you just pay attention to what he said and live that life. And that life really is a spiritual life, a Buddhist living kind of thing, where you're not trying to do harm to others, no matter what the condition is, and you're trying to do the best that you can, and you're trying to be of service. I think volunteerism is very, very vital to any project, any community, just anything that you do. Volunteers are just important. And so that's how I try to live my life, and I believe in a balance. I have no desire to meet my Lord with my scale being not balanced in a bad way. And so that's how I live my life. You know, retaliation is a natural instinct when one has been wrong. But to look at it, go past it, and not retaliate in any form or fashion other than protecting yourself, how that may be, it may be words, whatever. But other than that, moving on. And so that's how we have to deal with what we're trying to do. Is share these life. I agree with the brother before, you know, share some life experiences and listen to some life experiences. 15-year-olds have a life experience. You know, the 26-year-old has some life experience. So just as the 65-year-old has some life experiences. So us listening is vital, and then us sharing is important. So, again, balance and staying focused to doing good and right. I find that folks are so easy to flip to the other side if it's beneficial. And as attractive as that may be, it's not the right thing. And so if we stay on the course of trying to implement our ideas and suggestions and the process that we'd like to get our message across, if we stay focused, it will be a wonderful contribution because it's necessary. You know, our young folks are the next generation, and there's some brilliant folks, known and unknown. And so we need to work on that a little bit. Anyway, thank you.
And on the education part, are you comfortable where you are, education to make your contribution?
Yeah, I'm not one of those people that get stuck on traditional education. I don't. I'm a great believer of the OJT process. Not that I have not gone through that, you know, traditional Western process, but I'm not one that I get stuck on that. You know, it doesn't matter to me whether a person has an associate, a bachelor's, a doctorate, a PhD. It doesn't really matter. Not that what they can share isn't important to the process. I'm not saying that at all, but I'm cool because I'm learning every day, no matter what the situation is. I'm learning something. You know, I'm learning how to protect the organization that I'm responsible for. I'm learning how to protect myself better, right? Because if you love to do things and you love to work in the community and you love to work with seniors and you love, you know, there's pitfalls there. So, you know, just learning how to, I'm learning every day. So I would say yes, because learning hasn't stopped. And I think I kind of got that from my parents.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much. And thanks to, we appreciate everyone who contributed today. As you can, pray that you can tell that we're getting more into a pattern for this process of the 50-year human family strategic planning. And these particulars that we shared today, we can begin to implement that. But where would that information go to? Well, then we can connect and decide where that will go, where it will all go, and what we do with it, and how we will share it, and then others may feel comfortable to contribute. And then we put it into with the focus being on 50 years, then we're speaking about this allows us to have the human connection. And then there are certain physical things that we will find that we will have to do as well. And until that, we're going to meet one another, greet one another, make the connection, have a form of communication, and collaborate. And that is the networking process for CWSC, the Community-Wide Sure Conference. And we thank you for contributing to the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative. I'm Martha Naila Abdullah, and you have been blessed to be here. We're thankful for your participation, and we're going to turn over now to Dipritha Abdul-Hadi for Al-Islam in Focus. Assalamu alaikum.
Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journals of Time to Be Grateful, coming to North New Jersey, December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATTBG features a weekend of events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development, including Culture Night, which showcases Muslim singers, musicians, and spoken word artists. A modest yet ultra-stylish family fashion show luncheon, an awards banquet, business breakfast, marketplace with Muslim vendors, and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. Visit www.masjidalhaq.com or call 862-250-5451. Hope to see you there.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to Allah, the Lord and Cherisher of the world, most gracious, most merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, those who go not astray. I bear witness there is no God except Allah. Highly glorified is He, Al-Khaliq, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and no partners have He. And I bear witness Muhammad of 1445 Ramadan, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is Allah's servant and messenger and the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. And welcome to this evening's session of Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio, the number one listening radio station in the nation. I am your host, the Preetha Abdul Hadi, servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He, Al Hadi, the guide. And as always, big old hugs and love to you. Yes, thank you so kindly. Thank you so kindly. I feel your love, and I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you feel my love back to you. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Again, you know, we are, look at this. Now, we are still in the fourth month on the Hijra calendar, but check this out. At the ending of the month, my goodness, I tell you, and we're not, and when we say this, it's just to, you know, to remind us just how fast time is going, you know. You know, we say, well, you know, time don't stand still for anyone, you know, but even in our flow, as much as we can be in the flow of the time, I mean, you just look up and I mean, it's just passing through. And every day it's like we're just with this constant work, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, you finish up the day, you do all your prayers and everything you got to do during that day, and you say, oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thank you so kindly for this day. And by the time you can wake up and say, oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thank you so kindly for this day and coming into it, which is the next day, it's all just so fast. It's moving really fast. But we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being so kind to us and giving us this opportunity to live on this 27th day of Rabi al-Akhir, 1445 on the Hijra calendar, and November 11th, 2023, here on the Gregorian calendar. And we do make a reference to Veterans Day, and we will have a little bit more to say about that, but just an acknowledgement for opening up in our second hour. As you know, we do now have a different a topic on our second hour, which is life reflections. And so we're going to you know, do a little bit into the Veterans Day there, just a little bit, not a whole lot. And we are November 11th, of course, on the Gregorian calendar. And in our ongoing topic, you know, I say, which is developing our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our colleague, our creator. And recognizing our responsibility is where we're moving into now, you know, because all of it goes together now. We're establishing our relationship. But in establishing our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our colleague, the creator of the heavens and earth and all between, in establishing that, we come to understand there's a responsibility on our part, and that's pretty much where we're into now, is looking at our responsibility to the relationship that we have established and are establishing with our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our colleague. And in doing that, we're going to get into a little bit more discussion on that this evening. Also, let's see, what was this? And we're going to, in this first hour, we're going to do at least the first five of Al Asma'ul Husna, because that, again, is the overall picture now, okay? This is the very reason why we come to understand establishing our relationship with our Creator was through Al Asma'ul Husna. It's when we came to that information. And so we just kind of like strategically, if you would, moving through the information and getting involved at each level or aspect, if you would, of establishing that relationship. So the Al Asma'ul Husna, we are going to apply it. Now, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do also. When we're looking at that, we're going to do it probably about the first five, and then we'll see where it's situated. We'll get into that, okay? And when we get them and they're taking us into our second hour, that particular talk, if you would be surrounded with the Al Asma'ul Husna. So life reflections would, it would be centered around the knowledge and understanding the establishing of the relationship, and we're doing this through the Al Asma'ul Husna. So I'm totally excited. Now, it was something, before I get into that, I know I'm not going to hold up a lot, but I was trying to see, it was something I say I want to share with you all. I say I got to tell them about this. Okay, Allah. Okay, so I'm just going to, I can't, it was something about even my children or my grandchildren. Or something. Okay. I can't bring it up right now. So what we're going to do, we're going to go right ahead and go on and get into our first PSA for the evening, because as you know, seriously, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Okay, this is some things that are going on here on my computer, of course, but you know I don't let that bother me. But we would go ahead on and move forward into doing our first PSA for this evening. And then we'll get into our discussion. You're listening to Al Islam in Focus Learning Lab, here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. I am your host, Dapreetha Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, I just come up with what I was going to say to you all too, but as always, we say stick and stay. Please do not go away. And we will be right back. And you know what I'm going to do, because that's what it's all about.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journals, A Time to Be Grateful, coming to Newark, New Jersey, December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATTBG features a weekend of events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development, including Culture Night, which showcases Muslim singers, musicians, and spoken word artists, a modest yet ultra-stylish family fashion show luncheon, an awards banquet, business breakfast, marketplace with Muslim vendors, and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. Visit www.masjidalhaq.com or call 862-250-5451. Hope to see you there.
Alhamdulillah, and we are back. And I see that there's a hand up there. So I'm going to get through with this, and I'm going to check and see was that something that was just, was that person left over high of you. But I want to remind everyone, first of all, we certainly do appreciate your being here. This is what I was going to say to you earlier, because I know it's been a really busy day here on AM 360, but I certainly do appreciate you all being here in the studio and out here in AM360.org land. We appreciate you, and that's what I wanted to say to you. And thank you so kindly for being here. Now, to get with our, and I'm going to get with you, I promise, just a minute here, 323. For those of you that are out here in AM360.org land, and you and I, we always have a newcomers come in as well, just to remind you and those that are here and already know, but for those that you are just getting here, and you may hear something that you want to make a comment on or ask a question about, and you're going to need to dial in to the studio at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1. And when you do that, we'll recognize that you have something you want to share, and we'll certainly open up your mic and give you that opportunity. You could give us a like on Facebook, send us a tweet at CWSC Shura, CW Shura, that's capital C, capital WSHURAA, or give us a like on Facebook. And you can also leave us a listener comment at our business office at 910-317-0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you, and we certainly do appreciate you kindly. And, of course, you that are here in the studio, you know all you have to do is press 1. Now, I'm going to come here at this 323 because I'm seeing your hand up. I tell you what, if you have a question right now, then press your 1 on your phone and then come back, then I'll know that you have something that you want to ask or say or what have you. If not, your hand is continuing to stay focused, and I'm believing that you're just there from the last program. But if you wanted to say something, just press your 1 right now. It's going to remove you, and then you press your 1 again and come back, and I'll know that you have something that you want to share. Okay, love you and appreciate you so dearly. Alhamdulillah. Okay, getting into, as you all can probably hear, we have our prayer, my Greer prayer is coming in right now, which is 15 minutes into the program. So I couldn't get my Greer before we come on the program. Okay. Now Isha comes in about 15 minutes before the program ends. So, you know, we couldn't get Isha then, but you do know that it is permissible to join the Maghrib and the Isha together. And so, if that's what you want to do and stay, we can do that. Now, I've got to do the program, and I've come to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understand my responsibility. And I said, well, Allah, have mercy on me, because it's not like I'm just missing, I'm not getting my prayer on time right there, but it's in my consciousness about it, okay? And so for those of you know how to work it, if you want to go on, you know, do your prayer, you're going to do that anyway. But it's just for those, I'm just letting you know where I stand on it right now, because I'm having to do the program. So I've checked it out now. Alhamdulillah. So my, what is it? Niyat is definitely in place and it's respectful, and I have good intentions. Alhamdulillah. So getting started here, and we're talking about, you know, developing our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our colleague, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Muqi, the maintainer and sustainer of his creation, heavens and earth and all between, alhamdulillah. And so we've come to understand here, as new believers and seasoned believers and new Muslims and seasoned Muslims, we now know and understand practicing al-Islam and learning al-Asma'ul Husna. And so in doing so, we're beginning to understand the insight that it gives into the word, the will, and the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now that we understand this, we understand that having insight into the word, will, and way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this helps us to be able to utilize the faculties at the highest of insight that we can get, of utilizing our hearing, seeing, feeling, understanding, and our intellect. So this gives us a better insight to relating to relating to our Lord, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, he is our Lord, but, you know, I just like to say to our Creator, and I'm going to tell you why. You know, because it kind of reminds me of a saying that's that's our Christian brethren, and they say, our Lord, and you know what, you know, how they, and it's not just my Lord. It's not just your Lord. It is our Lord, because he is the Lord of all of us, whether we be in a reading of the Torah, whether we're reading of the Injil, or whether we're reading of the Quran. He is the Lord of all of us. So that's why I like to say our Creator, because when you say our Lord, it's like you like trying to tell somebody, well, he is for me, but, you know, if you don't see it like I'm seeing or understand it like this, then he's just for me. But so I don't want to do that because he is Lord and Creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and that includes us. So in our establishing our relationship, you know, getting the norm, I mean, hey, you know what? When you know what it's feeling like right now, because you are actually, the same as myself, is learning Al-Asma'ul Husna and, you know, and getting into it. You know, getting into it, getting involved with it. So this is strengthening, if you would, our relationship that we're developing with our Creator. You know, it's strengthening, it's making it strong. So our next responsibility, because we're going to continue to grow, because we're going to continue to be learning, there's 99 Al-Asma'ul Husna that we got to come to learn, know, understand, and be able to incorporate it in our daily lives, okay, which is going to earn us our seat along with into the paradise, along, of course, with good works. So our first responsibility, our next aspect, what I wanted us to take a look at is our responsibility to the relationship that we are establishing with our Creator. Our responsibility, the next step we're taking. What is required or what is prescribed by Allah highly glorified is he Al-Khaliq, the Creator of the heavens and the earth and all between. What is prescribed? Okay, what is required on our part as creation, or what is prescribed as creation for us to grow and understand our relationship that we are establishing with our Creator. And so the very first thing is, as creation, is to know, we know that we were created to worship and glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know this. We know that. And for those that didn't know it then, okay, you're right. Maybe the seasoned Muslims do know it. But for the new believer in the new Shahada, then yes, that is the very reason we exist. We exist as servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, and forgive me, but you will see it in the Quran. And I have other references, and I have the notations there. But see, like when you ask Allah to guide you, you know, you just going, and if he say bring it up, you're going to bring it up. So you'll read it, you'll see it. It says that of all of the creation, everything comes to Allah as a servant. Everything comes to Allah as a servant. And so that's why I say we know that that's why we was created. We were created for that reason. Now, our first responsibility to that knowledge, to that information, is to do what was prescribed, since that's what we were created for. And the prescription that was given to us as creation is to establish prayer. Prayer is prescribed. That's the first thing. See, now along with your L-Esma Ufasma, you gotta be in place with your prayer, because there is Hadith, and you all that has been here, you know we read it, and you, and for the new Shahada, new believer, just keep reading. I promise you, and I at the time when I gave it, I did give you the Hadith and everything, but just know it is Hadith, and I'll read it again sometime and give you that place to go. And if any of you are listening, and you can have it pulled up right now, but establishing prayer is going to be the first thing going to be looked into on the day of accountability, on the day of standing, on the day of judgment. That is going to be the first activity that is going to be looked into on our parts as being Allah's creation, human being, and his creation, his servant. Okay, so we definitely want to get prayer. Now check this out. As we are reading in Quran, and the Quran is going to remind us about this. And it says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily, I am Allah. There is no God but I. And you know what? I like to say, but I'm just going to say it. I'm going to say it the way it's put here. Because this is what our Lord is saying. It's not what me saying. So me saying, hear me saying I. This is not me. That's what I like to say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran about prayer. He says, verily, he is Allah. There is no God but he. So serve you him. And establish, here we go, and establish regular prayer for celebrating his praise. And we'll find that in Surah 14, Taha. Also, he goes on to say, recite what is sent of the book by inspiration to you. And there again, and establish regular prayer. And this is the prescription. So we can't say, oh, I don't even know what I'm supposed to be doing. You're getting it right now. He's letting you know, because you're hearing, your ears are hearing it, and your heart is hearing it, your mind is hearing it, your feelings are hearing it. And that's what he gave us, our hearing, our seeing, our feeling, understanding, and intelligence. And we want to say thank you so kind, O Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for being so kind to giving us our hearing, our seeing, our feeling, our understanding, and our intelligence. And finally, one of the Quran, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has said, recite what is sent of the book by inspiration to you, and establish regular prayer. For prayer restrains from shameful and unjust deeds, and remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing in life, without doubt. And Allah highly glorified is he. Al-Aleem, the all-knowing, knows the deeds that you do. And you will find that in Surah 45, Al-Ankabut, and that is the spider. We know that prayer produces a consciousness of humility. And this state of humility nourishes our thinking, gives us a better thinking. It nourishes our actions, make us do better things in our action, and it nourishes our decision making. See what I'm saying? Because when you got a better thinking, you're being guided by the consciousness of humility to your Lord. Ah, I know you're feeling it. I know you're feeling it because I am too. And it'd just be like, alhamdulillah, and we'd be so excited. But in that better thinking is going to motivate us to better actions, better decision making. It's going to even give us better help and better wealth. And you know, I was mentioning something about health to my son, one of my sons, and they were saying, "Well, Mom, you know, health is wealth." And I was mentioning something about wealth as well. And he said, "Well, Mama," he said, "you know, good health is wealth." And I'm like, "You know, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Because if you got bad health and all the money you want, you can't go spend it. Because you're in bad health. You're going to be too busy on there trying to get rid of whatever's got you in bad health to be able to enjoy the wealth. Or be able even to see how to make the wealth. So we're going to need our health. And having better thinking, having a consciousness of humility, having that idea in our heart, our mind, our soul, and our spirit, and in our actions, that we want to please our Lord, alhamdulillah, Rabbi Abameen, and learn El Asma Ul Husna, hey, then we're going to prosper. That's prosperity right there. That's prosperity in our health, and that's prosperity in our wealth. And these are the rewards for the good thinking and the good actions that we take on. Alhamdulillah. Now, we're looking at 533, right? Now, I do really want us to be able to, I'm going to try to, and y'all can help me if you want to. I'm going to look at that board, but I'm going to try to remember. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help me to remember when my hour is up on this first hour, okay? So we can get into our second hour, okay? Okay, so in knowing that, in our developing our relationship, we now are moving to the next step. And I know you got your pen and your paper and you wrote down those verses of the Quran that I had mentioned in terms of our first responsibility to our establishing our relationship with our Lord and Cherisher, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Khaliq, our creator, and Al-Muqit, our sustainer, the sustainer of his creation. That's us. So we are very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Okay, so what I'm wanting us to do right now, okay, now this is the setup. This is where we're going with this, okay? Now we know, so we all going to work on our prayer. Now, you know what I had thought about doing, but I did mention to everybody now about knowing that we have this consciousness of humility, directing us toward building our relationship and being responsible in prayer. Okay, remember this now. Remember I told you this now. And I had thought about maybe going through the steps and everything, but we'll see. If we'll see, and I'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about it. But even knowing that our first responsibility is to find out what it is that is required of us or what it is that has been prescribed for us to get in that phase or that consciousness of humility in our establishing our relationship, and that's prayer. We got to remember this. You got to be a certain way, you know, when you come into the prayer, okay? You know, you got to be in a cleanliness, You know, you see, the first responsibility is prayer. Then I'm going to say the next responsibility is having ourselves clean to perform that prayer. Because if we're not, and you see, this all is understanding our relationship with Allah, remember? We're establishing it. He's talking to us, letting us know, so this is what you got to do. So now we say, okay, I got to get this prayer now, because the prayer is going to be the first thing that's going to be looked inquired into on the day of accountability, on the day of judgment. Okay, so now how do I prepare myself in this performing my prayer? Because you're going to learn how to do the prayer too, right? But first you got to come clean. You got to know that though the prayer is going to be inquired into the first thing when we stand a day of accountability, but also your cleanliness when you come to that prayer. Because, you know, it was a hadith, something about a man that had come to prayer, and he was asking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it was Allah highly glorified, as he was saying something about when the man, food that he was eating was unclean, the clothing he was wearing was unclean, and something else, I believe the mindset and all that was unclean, but yet he was coming to prayer. So cleanliness is very important. And cleanliness in our worship reminds us of the many spiritual things that we need in terms of relating, in terms of relating to our Lord. Because if he tells us to be clean, to come to prayer, no need of getting up saying, well, I'm going to go to prayer and I don't even know how to be clean. So you see what I'm saying? So we must be clean. Cleanliness is important for for the religious aspects, participations that we must do as our responsibility in offering our prayers. And so you know you're going to do that voodoo. Got to do the voodoo. And if you don't know how to do it, then, you know, I'm just going to say, I'm going to read this and then I'm going to tell you more about that, cleaning that, doing the voodoo, okay? It says, every Muslim performs voodoo, and that's the ablution before offering the prayers. It's simple. It's a simple and obligatory pattern of washing one's body parts with which they start their prayers. In the hadith related to the importance of performing wudu, Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that narrated that Allah's messenger, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, said, the prayer of a person who does not perform the wudu is not accepted until he performs the ablution. So see that? So say for instance, well, I don't know how to do wudu and I'm just going to take a bath, and you could do that. You can take a bath, you can wash the whole body. But, you know, at every time the prayer come in, unless you have not violated your wudu, you're going to need to make a new wudu. And that's washing your hands. You know, that's washing your hands over three times. We'll get into that a little bit more. But washing your face and hands to the elbows is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran. But the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, he actually showed us how to do it when the washing the hands and the face and up to the elbow and rinsing your mouth and your nostrils and your ears you know, going across your head, back and forth on top of your head and ears, and then your feet up to the ankle 3 times. So learn that. So if you don't have a book on how to do your prayer and how to make the wudu, I know everybody on this line, I can guarantee you got a cell phone. I can guarantee you, because that's the age of technology that we are in. It's the cell phone age. And you can Google it right on your phone. Say, how do I do the wudu to do the Islamic prayer? Just put it in like that. So that way it can know that, you know, just put it in like that. And it'll bring it right up for you to have it. So we got into that. The first thing we got to do in our responsibility is get ourselves clean so that we can come to do the prayers. The prayers going to be looked into the first thing when we stand before Allah on the day of resurrection. And we got to be clean in order for our prayers to be as accepted. Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you what else I wanted to do real quickly, because I tell you the time is just moving right along. I think I got it to a PS. Okay. Love you all. We're going to do this really quickly, okay? What we're going to do is go on and make our next, take our next pause by public service announcement and very important information, and then we'll come right back and get right back into here. You're listening to Alice Simon Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, the preacher Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dapreeta Hadi, director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, wa alaikum assalam. And of course, just as it says, the MCNRD Social Connect Conference, check your emails for that updated information conference number, okay? Okay, we are back, and of course, you know, I am your host, Dapreeta Abdul Hadi. You are right here in the studio with Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab every Saturday evening, starting at 5 o'clock p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And we are indulging in the conversation of establishing our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, Al-Khaliq. You're out there in AM360.org land, and if you have a question or a comment you'd like to make, you're going to need to dial into the studio at 515-605-9891 or the 425-292-4253 and press 1. And we'll certainly give you that opportunity. If you have any question or comment you'd like to leave at our business office, you can do that by dialing in at 910-317-0297 and leave your information on that line, and someone will either answer you right then and there or get your recording with the information you left and give you a call back. So with that, however you choose to connect with us, you know, we appreciate you kindly and look forward to hearing from you. Alhamdulillah. Okay, now, I wanted to quickly, what I wanted us to do right here. Don't start with me, y'all. Okay, right here. Now, what I wanted to do now, because this is going to relate to our next segment coming up, Life Reflections. Now, we're going to do the first five. Where are we at for time of God? Okay. We'll do as many as we can. Because I'm telling you what I want you to do with them, okay? We're going to go through I want to do 10. I really do. Okay. Al-Asma Wuhusna, okay? And take out what, you know, check out, write it down, because this is going to relate to our next segment, okay? Al-Rahman. Allah highly glorified as he is Al-Rahman. And I know we seasoned Muslims, we already know it, but for you new Muslims, for you new Shahadas, new believers, this is Al-Asma ul-Husna. And remember that Al-Asma ul-Husna is going to be our seat in paradise. Because remember that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, narrated Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, Muhammad said, Allah has 99 names, 100 less one. And he who memorizes them all by heart will enter paradise. So you see the importance of learning Al-Asma ul-Husna. You see how we just so much focused on it? Okay, so this is what we're doing. We're learning Al-Asma ul-Husna. For the ones that are just coming in, this is where we're starting at. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Rahman. And Al-Rahman is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate. And then he is Al-Rahim, the most merciful. He is Al-Malik, the sovereign. You know, sovereign, S-O-B-E-R-I-E-S-O-B-E-R-E-I-G-N, sovereign. He is Al-Qudus, the most holy. He is Al-Salam, As-Salam, the bestower of peace. He is Al-Muhaymin. I'm sorry, excuse me. He is Al-Muhaymin, the protector. But he is also Al-Mu'min, the grantor of security. Okay, where are we at? He is Al-Aziz, the mighty. He is Al-Jabbar. You know what? And there's a few pronunciations I've gotten on this one, so I'm going to go and try to go with this one. Al-Jabbar, the compeller. He is Al-Mutakabir, the majestic. Now, spelled any of these, and I'm hoping you got your pen and paper. Now, what I'm going to do, because I should have at least, because a lot of us on the line already got the spellings. I was just basically going through as many as I could so that I could relate it to our next segment. But Al-Rahman, remember, was the number one for the newcomers here on our line, in the studio, and on the AM360.org land. Al-Rahman, Allah highly glorified as he is, Al-Rahman, and that's capital A-L, capital R-A-H-M-A-N, Al-Rahman, the most gracious, Allah highly glorified as he. And then he, Allah highly glorified as he is, Al-Rahim. And that's capital A-L, capital R-A-H-I-M. Al-Rahim, the most merciful. Allah highly glorified as he is Al-Malik. And that's capital A-L, capital M A, and there's a dash between the A L and the next capital letter. So that's capital A L dash capital M A L I K. He is Al-Malik, the sovereign. Allah highly glorified is he. He is Al-Quddus. That's capital A L dash capital Q U D D O O S. And that is the most holy. Allah highly glorified is he is Al-Salam. As-Salam is. That's capital A-S dash capital S-A-L-A-M. As-Salam, the bestower of peace. He is, Allah highly glorified is he, is Al-Mu'min, and that's capital A-L, capital M, U, M, I, N. That's capital A, L, dash, capital M, U, M, I, N. Al-Mu'min, the grantor of security. And he is, Allah highly glorified is he, is Al-Aziz. Wait a minute, I missed one. He is Allah highly glorified is he is Al-Muhaymin. That's capital A-L dash capital M-U-H-A-I-M-I-N. The protector. Now remember, this is our Lord and cherish, and he is all over us, and these are the things that he gives to us as his servants. These are his attributes. And beautiful names that we can call on him. He is also Allah highly glorified is he, is Al-Aziz, and that's capital A-L dash capital A-Z-I-Z, the mighty, Al-Aziz, the mighty, and he, Allah highly glorified is he, is Al-Jabbar, or Jabbar, and that's capital A-L dash capital J-A-B-B-A-R, and that is he, Allah highly glorified is he, is Al-Jabbar, the compeller. And we have he, Allah highly glorified is he, I'm keeping my time, is Al-Khaliq, the creator. But before we get to that one, that it's capital A-L dash capital K-H-A-L-I-Q, and that's the one that we're talking about right now, Al-Khaliq, when we start out the program. He is Allah highly glorified as he, Al-Khaliq, the creator, and Al-Mutakabir, Mutakabir, and that's capital A-L dash capital M-U-T-A-K-A-B-B-I-R, the majestic. Okay, so now you got at least, for those of you just coming on, you got at least 11 beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, known names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in studying all of the names, but right now for the newcomers, and you got these first 11, and those of you that have already studied the first 11, there is a insight that you see in utilizing these beautiful names and attributes, calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these beautiful names and attributes. And when you're doing it, when you're utilizing these names, you're actually drinking them, you know, just metaphorically, if you would, drinking them into your existence, you know, because when you read them, you know, it's like drink it down, you know, putting them on the inside. Now you're getting them off the paper and you're actually seeing, your eyes are seeing them. When you're pronouncing, your ears are hearing them, you know. You're being able to feel what you're talking about. You're being able to see in a different light, because it actually heightens your hearing, your seeing, your feeling, your understanding, and your intelligence, okay? So now with that, we're going to go to our public service announcement. Then when we come back, we're going to start our second segment, which is called Life Reflections, okay? And we'll give you a little bit more insight on that when we come back. But right now, what we're going to do, we're going to take our next pause for our public service announcement and very important information. We're going to be brief, but we do need to do what we need to do, okay? And as they say, we need to do our house cleaning or our house rules, take care of our house responsibilities, if you would say, okay? So you're listening to Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, the Preeta Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our next pause here for our public service announcement and very important information, and we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back here, okay? Let's do this.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Manira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Alhamdulillah, and we are back. And just a reminder, if you're out there in am360.org land and you're just coming in and you've been hearing of the program, what we've been disseminating, and you have a question or a comment, you're going to need to dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1, and we'll certainly give you that opportunity. Visit our Parent Cooperation Community-Wide Shura Conference. Of course, that's at cwsc.us. That is us together in the intelligentsia of CWSC. And you can share comments with us at in an email if you want to send us an email. You can email us at info, that's I-N-F-O, at cwsc.us. Again, that is us all together. And on that community-wide Shura conference at cwsc.us, you'll get a lot of information being a newcomer to CWSC about the intelligentsia of CWSC. So visit cwsc.us or leave us a listener comment at 910-317-0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we do appreciate you kindly, and we certainly do look forward to hearing from you. I'm so excited here. Okay, now, I'm right on point here. Inshallah. Now, this second portion of Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab. So we'll always be dealing with Al Asma Ul Husna during the first portion. But something came up, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it on my heart. About, I know what it was. Again, like I was saying, in studying Al Asma Ul Husna, this consciousness that it's going to bring about, you're going to be able to move through your life calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these beautiful names and attributes, known names and attributes, Al Asma, Ul Husna, you're going to begin to utilize them and call on him by these beautiful names. And when you do, it's going to give you this certain mindset, this certain thinking, feeling, the heightness of the faculties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, the hearing, seeing, feeling, understanding, and intellect. It's going to come to a more heightened experience in our lives. And so that's where this real life reflections, or life reflections is what I said, but they would be real anyway. But life reflections is what came to my mind to name this second segment. And it's going to deal with how you are actually being able to see the Asma ul Husna in your life, in your moving about and making your decisions and things of that nature, okay? So, first of all, before we get into that, like I was telling you earlier, this is, and we can do this is Life Reflections as well, because this is November 11, 2023, and of course this is Veterans Day. And I thought I'd just give a little reflection in terms to some of us may know and some of us may not know, but it's just information I thought would be good information to share. And I wanted to share about a Veterans Day and how it came about and this type of thing. So in the United States, we do celebrate Veterans Day on November 11th every year, but it hasn't always been on November 11th, and it wasn't always called Veterans Day. It was first celebrated as Armistice Day, and it was in November, and on November 11th, but it was in 1919, Armistice Day, and that was Armistice Day was in 1919, which is a year after the Armistice Agreement was made between Germany and their allied forces to a ceasefire. They agreed to a ceasefire during World War One. So, I mean, I don't even think we were, World War One. No, we weren't even around. But it's history. And so that's what it was called, Armistice Day, on that day when they brought about that ceasefire between the fighting parties of Germany and the party that they were at war with. And so when this cease fighting during the World War One, the Great War, it ended on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And with the signing of that treaty to have a ceasefire, and it was called the Treaty of Versailles. Now, I didn't get into a whole lot more, which I could have, but I didn't. I just wanted to kind of give you some idea here. So Armistice Day was first celebrated on the first anniversary of the end of World War One, which made 2019 the 100th anniversary of this holiday, Armistice Day. Now, in the United States, there was already 27 states that, I'm trying to remember it in my head. It was 27 states that already had pledged to call it Veterans Day, and so it became, instead of Armistice Day, in the United States. It was called Veterans Day. They adopted it to name it Veterans Day to thank the veterans for their services. The focus on living veterans on this day of November 11th. Okay, and in other countries like the United Kingdom and some other countries celebrate this holiday as Remembrance Day, and they call for 2 minutes of silence is observed at 11 o'clock a.m. on November 11th to remember all those who have died during the war. Now, on to remember the war, I wanted to say, and I know many of you are probably parents or grandparents of veterans, or you got friends, your moms, your dads, even so may have been a part of some war, and so we would want to remember those that passed on during that war, and may Allah have mercy and bless them with paradise. And we want to remember those that came home. And in my case, thank you so kindly, O Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that of my family members that did participate in the different wars, one being my son. I had a niece and two, I had my son, one son, two brothers, a niece, and a nephew, all that served in some war. And Allah highly glorified us. He blessed them to return home. And, of course, every Veterans Day, I always send out or call them either in a text or call them on the phone and remind them that we certainly do appreciate their going to service and helping us to and helping us, because when they was gone, we might have went over there or wherever they were serving, but our hearts and our minds and our spirits and everything and our prayers were right there with them. They were brave men and women who served their country, and we do want to definitely contribute to them our appreciation for that. And to that we say Alhamdulillah, and thank you, all of the veterans all over the world. Alhamdulillah. Now, let me tell you what I was going to do next. Okay? In this life reflections, we're going to talk about, and we're going to be utilizing Al-Asma'ul Husna. So we wanted to, this evening I was going to ask, so in our life reflections, we're going to focus on justice. Now, I want to say in Al-Asma'ul Husna, we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most just. He is Al-Adil, the most just. And that's J-U-S-T in terms of justice, okay? And so looking at justice, reflecting on justice in life, in our life, in our daily life reflections, I'd like to invite you to share with us, how do you see or think in terms of justice? How do you see justice? Now, you know what we got. We got, oh, my goodness, we got wars everywhere. And my first thing, and I'm trying to make sense of it. I still can't make any sense of it. And I've been listening at different programs, and they were talking about, but when I just looked on the map myself, and I looked at when it first caught my attention is that war between Israel and Hamas, And then I did come to learn that Hamas was a part of Pakistan or Palestine. Or Pakistan, Palestine, Palestinian, okay. And then we know over on the other side, and there's got that little strip there, and you got Israel. But in my first thinking, I'm like, my God, I mean, this is just a little old when they were talking about Hamas, and they were saying that the Hamas was a militant group or something, and Israel was saying we need to get rid of all militant minded individuals like that. So that was why they was invading at that time. That Hamas and that right across the border on that strip. So I'm thinking about, oh Allah, they such a little army trying to be up against Israel. You know, that's what I'm thinking when I'm looking at the, you know, that on the map and everything. But you know, also the Quran reminds us too that during some of the wars that the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him and his armies, participated in or was in, that the armies were smaller, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did bless them with the angels to help. But you know, you think about, where's the justice in all of this? What? So I thought I would put this on our Life Reflections program this afternoon and say, so with this going on, and you may think to your own self as well, justice, where's the justice in this? You know, each side of them is taking life which neither of them brought into, you know, none of them was responsible to bring in life. Allah is the one, he is El Hayy, the giver of life. So where is the justice in what these people are doing? And so I just, and of course, I have some Quranic notations that I've taken from the Quran in terms of justice. So that was what's on the table this evening. I want you to share what your thinking is, how you see and feel about justice. And let's go first to the reading of the Quran, and then we'll get into our discussion, each of us as individuals, and how we're feeling about it, okay? And how we see it. Because if there's no justice, there's no peace. And this is the Quranic saying here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, be persistently standing firm in justice. Witnesses for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it be against your own selves, your parents, or your relatives, whether they are rich or whether they are poor. And we will find that in Surah 4, Ayat 135. In the Surah 4, we know as An-Nisa, or the women. Also, it says Allah explains the wisdom behind the command to establish justice in society. Okay, so you see how we're making the connection with the justice, and we brought justice up in our life reflections this evening, and how it doesn't have to be about war. It could be about anything that you may have experienced, and you may have looked at it and felt like whatever you're feeling in terms of your seeing justice, and that is why I was saying to you, you could press 1 and share any event or circumstance that requires require justice and how you also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, stand out firmly for Allah as just witnesses, and let not enmity and hatred of others make you avoid justice. Be just. That is nearer to piety, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the wisdom behind that same ayat, Surah 4, ayat 135. Let me see before I go to my next one, if there's anyone that may have pressed one. Okay, we have no one. Okay, so now, so so do not let the enmity and hatred of others make you avoid justice. Say, be just, because that is near to piety. And piety brings us to humility and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A peaceful mind is fertile ground for thoughtful reflection. We should respond with kindness in whatever the situation is, and good conduct. And of course, we know today, it's difficult in this day and time for people to listen to one another without becoming, you know, disquieted or upset about what they could be, you know, whatever the issue or concern may be. But we want to develop forbearance. We want to trust Allah's plan and derive our wisdom from every situation. There again, you know, I'm just saying for what I was looking at, and when it comes to this big war we got going on, and even before that too, we're talking the one that was right before that one, and what was they? What was that fella's name? You know, the one that was up right before this war broke out with Hamas in Israel, but before that was it was Putin and what was that? Can't think of the name of that right now. But see. But the same thing. But the outcome is the same. You got buildings being destroyed. You got communities being destroyed. You got hospitals being destroyed. Not. You got people, men. You got women, children, seniors, older people, men, women. You know, just being wiped out. All because of these two entities' disagreement on something. But have they stopped? Did they stop to read what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about it? It said, do not let the hatred, the enmity and hatred of others make you avoid being just. And that justice is near to piety. And you know, being pious puts us closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, we want to respond in a way that can, from my thinking now, this is where I'm seeing justice. And if someone, you know, disagrees, that's fine. I'm just only sharing until somebody push one, and then you can tell me what you want to share. But this is what I'm sharing right now. And in my seeing of any type of situation, whether it was a war or whether it was a conflict between countries, whether it was a conflict between entities of state or entities of individuals, whether whatever the circumstances were surrounding it, my thinking is to come together so that we can do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say and be just, bring about justice to the situation, because that's an obligation upon us as believers. As believers, whether it's countries, whether it's states within a country, or whether it's individuals, whether it's family members, friends, business partners, whatever the relation, marriage, whatever the relationship is, we have a responsibility as Muslims, as believers. New Shahadas, the seasoned Shahadas, new believers, seasoned believers, we still have that responsibility to act in accordance to the word, will, and way. And that's what the Asma ul Husna does. It settles us down so we can get into that peace of mind. Because, as we were saying earlier, no justice, no peace. So we, being responsible servants, and all of this, again, is in our everyday reflections of our life, because even in the reflection of our daily life, we are having the intentions of getting closer to our Lord and Cherisher, Allah, highly glorified is He, our Creator, our colleague. So we must stand to that, whatever the situation is, whatever is taking place. We got to be responsible and obedient to our Lord and Cherisher, and do what He says, do what He has prescribed. We were talking about it earlier when we just come in. Do as He has prescribed. And that is, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in An-Nisa, verse 148. In An-Nisa, you know, that's Surah 4, Ayat 148. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there, Allah does not like the evil words to be said openly. And He does not like the evil words to be said openly except from anyone wronged. And Allah, highly glorified is He, is As-Sami, the all-hearing, and Al-Alim, the all-knowing. And you will go to the Quran, Surah 4, Ayat 148 in that. Justice is an obligation. And if we say we're serving, we're going to serve our Lord, and we want to do it to the best of our abilities to do, we're going to follow that which He has prescribed in His word, His will, and His way. And in other words, Allah declares in the Quran, O you who believe, be upright for Allah and be bearers of witness with justice. And that is the Quran, Surah 5, Ma'idah, Ayat 8. So we can conclude that justice is an obligation of Islam, and injustice is forbidden. Is the importance of justice to the Quranic value system. And is displayed as being a believing Muslim is not a passive act. It means actively upholding and protecting values such as justice and equality. And you know, justice and equality, that means that the scales have to balance. When we put whatever situation that we may be encountering, we have to make sure, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, he commands justice and fair dealing, and that is in the Quran, Surah 16, Ayat 90. Surah 16, Ayat 90. I did write the name of that particular surah, but you go there in the Quran, Surah 16, Ayat 90. It says, like in this verse, Allah directly commands Muslims to be just and deal fairly. As believers, we must use justice as our tool to maintain balance. And the heavens, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the heavens he raised and imposed the balance, that you not transgress the balance. Say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, and the heavens he raised and imposed the balance, that you not transgress the balance and establish weight in justice, and do not make deficient the balance. And you'll find that in Surah 55, Ayat 7 to 9. I think 55 is Ar-Rahman, I'm thinking. So also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah 4, again, that's the women, and Nisa, Ayat 58, indeed, Allah commands you to render trust to whom they are due. And when you judge between people, to judge with justice. Excellent is that Allah instructs you. Indeed, Allah is ever hearing and seeing. And again, that's Surah 4, Ayah 58. At the end of the day, we must remember that everything we do here on earth should be for Allah. Highly glorified is he. So when we fight for justice and protect the oppressed, remember that this is one way of showing our faith and devotion towards our Creator, Allah. Highly glorified is he, I'll call it. And with everything in the world, we must ensure we do not let evil injustices become more powerful than goodness. We must at all costs protect and support those who are oppressed or wronged in the pursuit of justice. Consistently be aware that these values are an integral part of our faith. Now, I've in this particular presentation of today's reflection, life reflection on justice, that is my take. And I can get into it a little bit further because I can give you some scenarios perhaps. But I'm going to check my board and see if we have any. Okay, there is no takers to that. I don't want to leave you all waiting, and that's why I'm continuing to come back as often as I do to make sure you're not in waiting, because I can get pretty busy here and I can keep it going on, okay? In looking at justice, we know we go to the Quran to get the guidance. To get the knowledge and the insight on how to handle matters. Would somebody please get on the phone and call over to Israel and Hamas? And remind them what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, but it's gotten far beyond. It's gotten far beyond to even being able to listen and comprehend, you know, right now. Even if somebody said, brought the Quran, laid it right there before him, or said, oh, everybody, just come to a ceasefire, you know. You done did enough destruction. I believe the hatred they have for one another is keeping them involved in just agitating the whole situation, not even caring or justifying, if you would, their actions, the evils of their actions. They cannot see for their mindset being already made up. This is the way that we need to handle this. But that's in a country, and inshallah, will bring a stop and bring it to their conscious minds and bring about a ceasefire in Ukraine and over here in Hamas, because there's believers in each of those countries, just as there are disbelievers. And so we pray for our brethren, believers, and I just still don't understand why people have to be at each other like that instead of saying, taking the problem or the situation and seeking refuge with the Creator and saying, we vow to do justice. We vow to be obedient to our Lord and Cherisher and Sustainer and Creator, Al-Khaliq, Al-Muqit, the Sustainer. We vow to be in obedience to Him. And so whatever the situation is, we don't want to point fingers, you know, like, and you did, and you, just stop it. You got to lay it on the table. You got to seek refuge with Allah. You got to proceed with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the truthful intent of being just in our dealings. Because we don't want to let our dealings bring top of us off into hellfire. So there's the issue going off now. So we want to be in line, in tune with the truth and bring about peace. So my thinking is, and this has all come about to a better understanding, I can promise you all, for me. I don't know about you, but since I've been studying Al-Asma ul-Husna, it has quieted me down in terms of being able to really see what justice is. And just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you have to stand for justice even if it's against your own self. If it's against your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, your children, whoever. In whatever relationship we're dealing with, you got to take a look at yourself. And because, remember this, each of our backgrounds, each of our, the ways that the information and the knowledge and the circumstances surrounding our raising, that is going to be how we actually see the justice that we must render within ourselves. Because until we can see the justice that is our responsibility to render, we can't just stand up and look at somebody else and say what they should be doing. We got to first just get ourselves right. If we get ourselves right with the justice that we're supposed to be disseminating, the other party, they will come into it because they will see. But nobody's going to see anything when everybody's all, you know, discombobulated in their thinking in terms of what's really going on, and they're looking at me. In order to be just, you got to look at the both sides of the situation, both sides of the equation, what's actually taking place. And what would be the right in giving the next party, if it was between, like I say, it can be between countries, states, individuals, whatever your relationship could be. It could be marriage partners. It could be business partners. It could be just good friends. It could be relatives. Whatever the relationship is, it doesn't matter. What matters is that the objective that is being looked at, that we want to take care of that objective, which is an issue or a problem, we want to do it according to the word, will, and way of our Lord and Cherisher, Allah, highly glorified is He, Al-Muqeed. We want to look at it from that standpoint. And when we look at it from that standpoint, we're going to be fair. We're going to be fair because we are not now looking at ourselves and me. We're looking at the two parties and what's the best for each of the parties in the matter that we're dealing with. Because now in the case of where we're seeing this war that's taking place today, nothing but destruction is coming out of it. Who in their right mind can even think that either of those parties would they right for doing what they're doing? The other one can say, well, they the ones started it. and then we'll go back and forth, and they start, and it'll just be a big mess. Or the other one might be when the brain, well, if they had have done this or if they had have done that, then we wouldn't have a problem. But if them doing that or doing that is going to take away from them or take away even from yourself, it's still not justice. So the way I'm seeing being blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see being just is that you have to go according to the rules of what God has said in terms to get about, to bring about that justice and to bring about the peace. Now, with that, I'm going to go here and take our last pause for our public service announcement and very important information, and we'll come right back. We're nearing the end of our program, alhamdulillah. You are listening to Al Islam in Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. I am your host, Dipreeta Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back. And I do see that we do have a caller. So I'm going to do this right here. I'm looking for something, but
peace be with you and welcome to Positive Solutions to Critical Issues, hosted by yours truly, Dr. Jamal Rashid and instructor Henry Hasid. This program is sociologically as well as psychologically inclined, with Fitler as its base. We examine the root seed to multiple effects that impact our holistic daily lives. So tune in each and every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. Thank you, and have a pleasant day.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilize the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, thank you, assalam. And we are back. And, of course, you know, if you're out there in am360.org land, we're nearing to the close of the program. So if you have a question or a comment that you'd like to make, you're going to need to dial into the studio at 515-605-9891. Or 425-292-4253 and press 1. And we can recognize that you do have something to share, and we will certainly open up your mic. You can give us a like on Facebook, or you can leave us a listener comment at 910-317-0297 and make a comment on anything that you, on any programs or any information that you receive right there at that number. And if someone needs to get back with you, they certainly will. But remember, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you, and we certainly do thank you kindly. And in reference to that PSA I played, I thought that was the one where the brother Henry Hasid with critical issues, where Dr. Jamal Rashid, may Allah bless that young man with paradise, because he has returned to Allah. And I wasn't aware that that particular PSA still had his name on it. So I just want to make reference that he has returned to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our duas go out for him, as for all of us when we return to Allah, for his mercy and forgiveness and the blessing with paradise. And to his family, we give our condolences and prayers as well, alhamdulillah. Okay, so with that, we're going to move right along here and going to go to our caller, 314-833. Welcome to Alice Fun and Focus Learning Lab. State your name and where you're calling from, young man.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum to you, the priest Abdul Hadi, and to your very distinguished radio listening audience. This is Mark Shaheen from the STL, the Gateway City of St. Louis, and the Show Me State of Missouri. I want to say alhamdulillah, that the praise and the thanks belongs to Allah first and foremost, always. And just want to commend you on another excellent learning lab, Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab. You really have the focus tonight. And I love the second part in particular, as you were using El Asma, El Usna, the 99 known beautiful names of Allah that is known to the human being, that is the conscious human being. And you are so right that having those in mind and being conscious of that, it actually should give guidance to ourselves in terms of how we think, our mental attitude, disposition, and also our behavior. You know, as a wordologist, the word war ain't right. And the word right, the acronym for right I've used for many years, it means real, intelligent, guided, honest thought. You know, so when you want to be right, it is real intelligent, guided, misguided. Guided by who? It's guided by our Lord and Creator, honest thought. It can't be dishonest thought. And then that leads to when we look at another one of the Asma al-Nusra in terms of attributes. Do we know and recognize that as-salam, we say it every day to Muslims and even to those, you understand, that know the greetings of peace. As-salam means the source of peace. Yes, it means the source. Allah is the source of peace. We find this all throughout Allah's creation, as he is the source of peace. This is where the balance comes in. He doesn't have things going on chaotic in the natural creation. But this is also, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in that are signs for those who reflect. What do you mean? There are signs in the heavens, there are signs in the earth, and there are signs in you. And those signs that are outside of us actually give us instructing signs as ayats, or instructing signs as to how the human life, human society, human relations are to be formed in peace in terms of fairness and justice and being just. Allah says in the Quran that we have to be fair and just in all of our dealings. Oh, you know, I've seen the bumper stickers, and as you mentioned, said no justice, no peace. So when we look over in the East, if we look back and we see what has triggered this and kept us going for years and years and years and years, that means that tells us that there's been an injustice. So you never have peace as long as justice don't reign. And, you know, I remember the Honorable Reverend Martin Luther King once saying in one of his famous speeches, he said, injustice to one is injustice to all. So when the injustice is done, it actually affects other people in that regard. And you're so right, because when we're looking at the scale, and Allah gives us instructions in terms of justice, you can't just be looking at yourself as me. It's like it becomes we. You see, it can't be so one-sided that, wow, I feel like I've been treated unjustly. So Allah is one that establishes the scale that establishes a scale, because Allah wants peace to reign in all of our relationships, as you so eloquently articulated. This is all throughout creation. That's so very, very important. And, you know, in this learning lab, it's actually showing the relationship. You see? So when we say Assalamu Alaikum, it is that we're saying Allah is the one, is the source of peace. But then we have an obligation to keep the peace. So the obligation and the responsibility is not only on the one who gives the greeting of peace, but the one that is the recipient of a greeting of peace also has the obligation to keep the peace. Now, just think about what's happening in the world today. If they would really understand that there is one God and that He's the source of peace, and that both have an obligation to keep the peace, but they have to keep the peace in terms of being just, but not unjust. You can't take something that don't belong to you. You shouldn't want to do or think like that, because obviously when you think like that and that becomes your mental disposition, you think or feel as though you have a right to something that wasn't yours originally. See, you know, this thing goes back more than just on in time and history where you got a date and a year. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is that the thinking, this is revealed in the Quran, you see, in terms of taking the inheritance of other people. See, Allah has created this whole natural creation, this earth, where there's enough room for everybody. Nobody has to take anything from anybody, but they have to be just. You see, so, you know, when you look at, you know, sometimes we can look at our children, and they can, I would say it's a microcosm. Sometimes our children, they get into a squabble, and oftentimes the first one to run, they go and tell their mama, Hassan did so-and-so, Hassan, he runs first and said so-and-so. The first thing the mother needed. So what did you do? You see?
That's right.
Because they're not in a position, situation, where they have to make a judgment. And they have to be just, you know, in that regard. They can't favor one over the other. So they have to know what's the other side here in terms of being just. And then they have the obligation to restore the peace between them. Now, you know, it might seem like, oh, this is that simple, Brother Mark. He is like a referee. Somebody should go there. Well, one thing you need to do is stop taking lives, innocent lives. You're killing innocent people. They're women, they're children, they're elderly people, and all their life is just being taken, and they're living in fear each and every day. You can't do that. Anybody that is guilty of doing that is wrong. And the word wrong, as I use in many of my learning labs, is a weak reality obtaining nothing good. So wrong is a weak reality. It's not the reality as we look at another attribute of Allah, and that's Al-Haq. Al-Haq means the truth, the reality, not a weak reality, because a weak reality is not the reality that Allah wants us to have. And it is wrong, and it doesn't obtain nothing good. It doesn't obtain nothing good by shedding innocent blood, just killing people that never solved or resolved anything, you see. So those that's supposed to be the peacemakers, we should see ourselves as a peacemaker. Everything in regards to the Muslim actually is pointing to peace. Our name as Muslim, one that surrenders to what God's will is for us. You know, in terms of a peace in our life. And assalamu alaikum. May the peace of Allah be on you or with you. We don't even recognize, many of us don't even recognize that that greeting of assalamu alaikum is a dua. It's a dua. We are respecting and recognizing that Allah is a source of peace, but we have the obligation to keep the peace, so extending that. I could say a lot more, but I think I said enough. I just wanted to give my 2 cent worth to this conversation, because this is excellent. This is beautiful. This is why I endorse this production, Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab, because it focuses on those things that we need to really incorporate in our life to be the type of human beings that Allah created us to be, to establish the type of relationships that Allah created us to establish, and most importantly, the relationship that we ought to have our Lord and Creator. Thank you so much. I appreciate you greatly. Keep up the great work. May God's peace be with all of us. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam to you, Brother Mark, and I certainly do appreciate you as well. And you know, we had town halls today, so our time was used up. But
Brother
Mark out on IWD. IWDM Radio. Give him that number, Brother Mark, please.
Yes, that's the number to IWDM Radio, 714-816-4673. That's 714-816-4673. We would love for you to tune in on Wednesday and also Thursday, productions on Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. And that starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, followed by the MGM Roundtable. And that starts at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. And Thursday, I'm on each and every Thursday with the Sister Learning Lab. That's the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab on IWDM Radio. It starts at 7 p.m. Central and 6 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, 714-816-4673. Love for you to tune in, listen in, and bring your pen and pad, because there will be, inshallah, some noteworthy things that will be given. Thank you so much, my dear sister, for giving me that opportunity. May Allah continue to bless you richly. You have an outstanding production here. There's so much to be learned by new Shahadas and seasoned Shahadas. God's peace be with all. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam to you, Brother Mark, and thank you so kindly. And I want to thank all of you for being here. Look, you know, the time just runs away with us when we, you know, really getting in here and having a good time. We had another caller, but I'm going to tell you, we're out of time. We're definitely out of time because we had programs today, and I don't want to get us just cut right off. I'm going to see if we can squeeze one second off in here. 1 second to 773-449.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Preeka. I'm sorry, I got on a little late. I was on a conference call, but I just happened to tune in when Brother Mark was speaking about peace.
Yes, ma'am.
It will be a good place to be in life. We always have to be honest with each other when it comes to whatever caused it not to be peace. But at the end of the day, what we really want is peace. We want love. And if we can bring that together, I think we will have peace. May Allah continue to bless you. And I look forward to always listening to you. Like we spoke this week, and I just told you how much I appreciate your program and how much it's doing for me. So I'll continue to listen in the near future. Love you dearly, sister. May Allah continue to bless
Thank
you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. The same to you, Sister Mira, and inshallah, you can get in a little bit earlier next week, and now we have a little bit more time to get into your thinking
yes,
there.
Oh, yes, I knew it was closing time, but I just say, if she let me in and just let me say that, I appreciate it. I just happened to come in when Brother Mark was speaking, so
yeah.
I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I mean, that's something.
Yes, ma'am. And I want to say thank you to everyone for being here this evening. We did have a full schedule this today on Alice Simon, on AM 360. And so we are kind of, you know, really moving along. I thank Allah for these little few extra minutes that he's given us. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the fantastic upcoming week. Jumu'ah Mubarak. Remember our prayers and consciousness for the hungry, for the homeless, those that are needing food, those that are ill, those that have returned to Allah and their families that are left behind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffice us all and keep us in his path. And to that we say, Ameen. Big old hugs and love to you. And we'll look forward to you all joining us back here next week at the same time, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, right here on AM 360. Thank you so kindly. Hugs and love to you now. May Allah bless us with a good night rest and a blessed rising. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.